USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The Republican field of presidential hopefuls could get more crowded in the coming weeks.
As more and more people look to challenge frontrunner former President Trump, more candidates are officially entering the race. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson will launch his campaign this week. Former VP Mike Pence says he will finalize his plans in weeks, not months. Come June, Senator Tim Scott is expected to officially join the race, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie held a town hall meeting in New Hampshire, saying, "Tonight is the beginning of the case against Donald Trump. His decision to run will come in the next few weeks." I'm John Schaefer.
On the Democratic side of the ledger, President Biden is expected to announce his bid for re-election as soon as next week. White House aides suggest it could happen as early as Tuesday on the four-year anniversary of his 2020 announcement. Biden is already the oldest-serving president in U.S. history and would be 82 just days after the election. A messy Earth Day in Southern California thanks to a sewage spill. Some popular beaches in the Los Angeles area remain off-limits as the cleanup is underway. A quarter of a million gallons of sewage got into the Los Angeles River and backed up into the Pacific. This Long Beach resident is bummed out by the environmental issue.
Would love to go in the water. This is a huge touristic attraction. Got people from all over the world coming out to Long Beach.
Health officials are monitoring the water quality. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is seeking federal aid for flood victims in Fort Lauderdale. DeSantis today said he plans to ask the Biden administration to declare Broward County a disaster area. The declaration would make residents eligible for loans and federal assistance for damaged property. More than 2 feet of rain fell in some areas in the county earlier this month, and around 1,000 homes were severely damaged. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Former prosecutor Mark Pomerantz is ready to testify on May 12th as a House Judiciary panel looks into former President Trump's indictment by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. A dispute between the Manhattan DA's office and the House Judiciary Committee was settled Friday, with a lawyer from the DA's office now allowed to sit in on the deposition. Don't worry if your invite to the coronation of King Charles III got lost in the mail.
You can still party like a royal with the menu items being served to guests on May 6th. Buckingham Palace officials just shared their official recipes. Aubergine, which is eggplant, roast rack of lamb with Asian-style marinade, prawn tacos with pineapple salsa, strawberry and ginger trifle, and of course, what coronation isn't complete without the coronation quiche? The quiche will be served at the coronation lunch held by the Queen Consort. I'm Corey Myers.
I was planning to make that quiche tonight. Speaking of King Charles, that's the name of CNN's new primetime foray. Hosts Gayle King and Charles Barkley will begin the weekly show later this year. It will air on Wednesdays, starting in the fall. NBA playoffs, the Sixers advanced to round 2 with a sweep of the Nets, 96-88 in Game 4. Out west, the Suns extend their lead to 3-1, defeating the Clippers 112-100. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.